The guy was having a stroke.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, you're listening to Bonersode number 3. I'm your host, Richard, and I have nothing to babble on about, so let's get straight to the calls.
Hello.
Hi, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the city.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I was just calling because we had our surveillance van out there the other night, and they were having some trouble when they passed by your house. It says here on my report that when they pointed the antenna at your house, they were just picking up nothing but white noise.
But what?
They were picking up nothing but white noise. You didn't.
I don't know what white noise is. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, our city surveillance van was out in your neighborhood, and when they passed by your house, when they tried to listen in, they couldn't pick up anything. Like, it was just nothing but static. So they were wondering.
So what does that mean?
Well, yeah, so that's what I was calling to ask. Like, did you install some kind of, I don't know, scrambler or something? Because when they tried to monitor...
No.
That's strange.
No.
When they tried to monitor your home, they just couldn't listen in like they normally do.
Well, why were they monitoring my home in the first place?
Oh, you know, it's just a routine patrol. You know, we have surveillance fans that go out and monitor everyone, you know, on a nightly basis. But yeah, all of a sudden, they just couldn't pick anything up from inside your house.
Well, I'm not real sure I need them listening inside my house anyway. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, you know.
I have a couple of those. I have several TVs. I have Wi-Fi, and I have that Alexis or those Hey Google things that plays music. But I don't have any idea other than that. But I'm not the least bit worried about it.
You didn't have, like, your Google thing or your Amazon Alexa, like, cancel out, like, surveillance, did you? Because, yeah, they couldn't listen in like they always do, you know?
No, but my point is, I don't even know why you're even worried about doing surveillance on my house. I've never requested it. I don't need it. And I appreciate you calling, but whatever the problem was, it's not a problem because it's my house and that's...
Oh, it's
good. I'm fine with it. I'll let you know if I need some help.
Well, no, it's not upon request. Like, we just do it, like, it's mandatory, you know, like, every resident here in the city has to comply with the routine monitoring. You know, it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just something that we do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not about to do anything different than I'm doing. I've never heard of that as a compliance issue, but I've always complied with everything I need to do, but that's a little bit too much for me.
But that's why it is what it is. Well, sir, that's why I'm calling, because right now you are out of compliance.
Okay.
Like, we're not able to monitor what's going on inside the home, so we need to figure out what's going on.
I'm sorry you're not, but that's not really your problem.
Oh, it's
my home, and I'm not worried about it.
Well, you're right. It's not my problem. It's going to be your problem, because if you're out of compliance, you know, from there, like, things can really escalate. So we just need to figure out what's blocking our signals so we can continue monitoring.
Well, I'm not worried about it, and you leave me alone.
Well,
if somebody has a problem with it, you come talk to me. But I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Well, sir,
I'm not about to do anything different at my home, and you can take that to the bank.
Well, sir, this is for your own safety.
I don't need you to help me with my safety.
Oh, you definitely do.
If I need a cop, I'll call him. I've got plenty of. I can take care of myself. I appreciate it. I've got neighbors. We watch each other's homes, and I'm fine.
This doesn't have anything to do with the police. It's just part of the city monitoring that we do, you know? Like, every resident here has to submit to routine inspection and surveillance, and, you know, the surveillance van goes...
I don't. Around.
Oh, you definitely do. Like, you're a resident here. You have to obey the laws.
I do obey the law. And I'm not even sure about you or your call. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I'm
but
here.
I want to tell you this. I'm not going to do anything different. You can take it to the bank.
Which
if you
bank?
All can't figure it out, then that's your problem. But I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to talk to you anymore about it.
Well, sir,
I don't care what you do, but what happens in my home is none of your business.
Oh, it's definitely our business. Definitely our business. What are you up to over there? Like, what do you have to hide? Like, why don't you want us listening in?
got to be kidding me. Who are you?
Like, this is real suspicious at this point.
Who are you?
My name's Winston. I'm over here in the City Hall.
You're in City Hall?
Correct.
And you're suspicious. Why don't you go?
You sound very nervous and fidgety.
Why don't you go talk to the county judge or some of the people in there that I know and ask them if there's any reason to be suspicious? Call me again. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hi, Marie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know that we worked out a little deal with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And tomorrow morning, they're going to be coming by with little Marky Valentine. He's the local boy that's been in the news who is unfortunately dying of cancer. And so his dying wish apparently is to play the part of a supervillain. So we're going to let him come over to the neighborhood, and he's going to be given a paintball tank. And he's going to be like driving around in this paintball tank and just kind of shooting off paintballs and wreaking havoc and, you know, just kind of acting like a supervillain.
Well, I won't be here tomorrow morning. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to be here or anything. I was just calling to let you know because...
Okay.
Because he's got, like, I guess this paintball tank has, like a minigun type thing mounted on it, and it shoots off, they say, like 1,000 rounds of paintballs a minute. So it's going to be kind of just kind of making a big mess, you know, just splattering the whole neighborhood, the streets and houses with different colored paints.
Well, that wouldn't be good on houses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, he wants to be a supervillain, so we're not going to really...
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't want my house sprayed, that's for sure.
Oh, well, I mean, we're not going to, like, impose any rules on him, you know, because he's supposed to be a supervillain, so, like, he doesn't...
Yeah, well, don't put him near the houses, that's all. Let him spray paint the streets and the sidewalks or whatever,
but
be spraying houses.
But, I mean,
I'm going to hang up now, I'm sorry.
Well, ma'am, he's a villain, so we're not going to tell him what he can and can't... Ma'am?
What?
Hey, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the city.
Yes, with the city.
Correct. And I was just calling because our surveillance van was in your neighborhood last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, we have
a... This is a creep...
I'm sorry?
No, this is a creepy call. Goodbye.
No, no, ma'am. Let me explain. Ma'am?
Yeah? What do you want? Let me get my husband on the line just a minute.
Okay.
Michael, I've got a funny call here. Will you pick up? This is Winston from the city. All right, my husband's on now. What do you have to say?
Our surveillance van was in your neighborhood last night, and when they went to monitor the audio from within your home, they weren't able to pick anything up. Like, they were just getting nothing but static and white noise.
Give me the number where I can call you back. It's your city number.
Well, ma'am, we need to discuss this now.
Oh, no, we don't. Not till I can call back and verify that you're real. Never heard of such nonsense.
We have not changed any electronic systems, and I have no idea what you kind of issue you're talking about.
Oh, you know, it's just part of the routine monitoring that the city does.
Bullshit.
Why would you be monitoring anybody on what they watch on TV or what they, you know, what they do personally?
Well, it's not about what you're doing personally. It's about finding, you know, crooks, you know, finding bad guys. So we got to listen in on everyone to... You know, just to weed
you're
out.
Listening to everything, you're listening to everything we watch on TV,
everything
we do on the iPad.
Definitely, yeah. You know, we monitor all telephone calls and TV watching and conversations inside the home. We can hear everything, you know. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Like, it's just part of our routine surveillance program.
Let me get off. We'll call the city. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Leia?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, this is Winston with the HOA.
Yes, what can I help you with?
Yeah, I was just calling because we worked out a deal with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they're going to be sending little Marky Valentine. He's the local boy that you might have heard about in the news who's dying of cancer.
I don't think I can help you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're not asking for help. He's going to be in the neighborhood. We're going to allow him to come over. Apparently, he made some kind of wish where he wanted to be a supervillain, And so we're going to let him come over, and they got him like this paintball tank, and he's going to be driving it around in the neighborhood tomorrow, just kind of like shooting paintballs and just doing all kinds of crazy things, you know, acting like a supervillain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's going to be tomorrow. They say around 10 o'clock they're going to be setting him up, and it's like this little motorized tank that has like this little, I guess they have some kind of mounted thing on top that shoots off paintballs. They say it's like 1,000 paintballs a minute. And he's just going to be kind of driving around and shooting paintballs everywhere and creating all kinds of havoc and, you know, knocking over trash cans and, you know, just acting like a supervillain.
Okay.
And then they're going to have, like, some people chasing after him, you know, like, trying to apprehend him, but they're not going to, like, actually get him because, you know, they want him to just, you know, be able to fulfill his wish, you know, to be a supervillain and create all kinds of chaos and property damage and knock over trash cans and let, you know, the trash just kind of blow in the wind and, you know, run over bushes and smash through gates and just all kinds of crazy stuff, you know?
Okay, are you really with the HOA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm over here in the office.
No, I don't think so.
All right, thanks for calling.
Well, why do you say that? I don't understand. Like, I was just calling to let you know, like, what's going on, because I didn't want anyone to be caught off guard, you know?
But we don't have an office. That's why.
Oh, we definitely do. That's where I am right now.
Hang up the phone.
You hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hi, James?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the city.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I was just calling because our surveillance van was in your neighborhood the other night, and for some reason they weren't able to pick up any audio from within your home, so we're wondering if maybe you had, like, some kind of new electronic equipment or a scrambler of some type. All they got was, like, static and white noise, and, yeah, they couldn't really pick up anything from within your home.
Well, what were they hoping to pick up? I guess I'm kind of confused. I don't even know if I was here.
Oh, you know, just whatever, you know, like they just listen in on, you know, conversations, what you're watching on TV, you know, just the usual stuff, nothing out of the ordinary, but they couldn't hear anything. It was just like all scratchy white noise and...
Well, I'm trying to think of the only thing I have here is a cell phone booster.
Well, who are you calling that you need to boost your signal?
I have terrible reception inside my house.
That's very suspicious. I don't know. I might have to add this to the report. We might have to look into that. And how often do you place these phone calls?
It's not for the phone calls. It's for reception.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what kind of people are you... what kind of ties
wait a
do you
minute.
Have?
Wait, are you, like, accusing me of something here?
Oh, no, I'm not accusing, just, you know, collecting...
Because I need you to take a deep breath.
I need you to just calm down, okay?
Okay.
I wasn't accusing you of anything.
I'm going to get a pen here. Give me your entire name.
Okay, my name's Winston Beauregard, and sir, I mean, you're sounding very guilty and very shifty right now, and, you know, I wasn't accusing you of anything, but I do need to add this to my report. I'm just collecting information, that's all.
This is ridiculous. I have Winston Beauregard. Okay.
So
do they want to come out and look in my house?
So how long would you say that you, when you're on the phone with these contacts of yours, how long do these...
I don't have any contacts. What on earth are you talking about?
Okay, we'll refer to them as associates for now. How long are you on the phone with these associates?
You're talking about my family, my friends?
Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to...
That's all I ever talk to.
If that's what you want to call them.
This is a very strange phone call.
Now, are you telling me that you're involved in some kind of cult activity?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, this is sounding... This is sounding very shady right now. Like, I'm starting to... Like, the puzzle pieces are clicking together, you know? I'm starting to realize why they weren't able to listen in.
I really don't... Listen in to what? I'm sleeping.
Whatever it is that's going on in your home.
What would be going on?
Exactly. That's what they're there to find out.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to go ahead and just add you to our 24/7 surveillance list, and we'll get to the bottom.
That way, if someone's breaking into my house, they'll catch them.
Well, you know, let's not deflect here.
I'm not deflecting. I really don't have a clue what this is about.
Sir, is there anything that you want
to...
Is there anything that you want to tell me? Like, it would be best if you just come clean at this point.
Well, first of all, what department with the city are you with?
The surveillance department.
Okay, well, I am going to go to City Hall Monday. Do you have an office there?
Well, my office is not actually open to the public, okay? I'm actually on sub-level 3.
Well, if you want to put me on a list, you can put me on a list. I'm 72 years old.
You're already on the list.
Okay. There's nothing I can do about that.
See, that's the perfect cover, you know, like, oh, I'm old, so I can't possibly be up to no good, but, you know...
You're not going to believe anything I say, are you?
Well, I mean, we weren't able to surveil your house. Now you're acting all shifty. You're telling me that you've got some kind of signal booster. You're calling, you know, who knows where, halfway across the globe for all I know. You know, whatever you have set up there, that scrambler, just make sure you shut that off because they're going to be back by tonight.
It's not a scrambler and it's FCC approved. And
okay, well, what it was is
I had terrible cell phone reception in my house. So if someone tried to call me, it kept breaking up. I don't know why. Maybe it's my location.
And by someone,
to the cell towers.
And by someone, you mean your shady contacts.
Like my son and daughter?
The ones that radicalized you?
No, they did not radicalize me. There's no one radicalized. But first of all, define radicalize.
Well, you know,
what does that mean?
You're asking all kinds of questions and, you know...
Well, of course, because you're accusing me of running some kind of weird... I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not accusing you of anything. It's just you're not really...
You told me you're going to put me on a list.
Well, you're already on the list, you know, the 24/7 surveillance, but that's not an accusation. That's just, you know... It could be a good thing. Like, this could clear your good name, you know?
Oh, well, I misunderstood. Clear my name?
Yeah.
I didn't know it needed to be cleared.
Well, I mean, right now we have our suspicions, but, you know, this is your chance to redeem and prove us wrong.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, you know, just disable your...
Just
disable your scrambler and...
It's not a scrambler! Okay, it's not a scrambler.
Mm-hmm. Likely story.
Well, it's not a scrambler. I have absolutely no fear of anyone listening to anything I say or do at any time of the day or night.
That's something
absolutely not.
That's something a terrorist would say.
I am the polar opposite of a terrorist.
Hello, it's Christy.
Oh, hi, Christy. I was looking for Jason.
He is not here. He's at... what can I do to help you?
Oh, yeah, I can talk to you. This is Winston. I'm over here with the city.
Uh-huh.
I was just calling because our surveillance van came by last night. You know, they were doing the routine patrol. And for some reason, they weren't able to pick up any audio from within your home. Like when they put audio. Yeah, you know, like when they go around just doing the routine monitoring and everything, they pointed their antenna at your house, and yeah, they said they were just picking up nothing but white noise and static. And
okay, so are they having an issue with that?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm calling. Like, I was wondering if maybe you set up some kind of scrambling device or, you know, something like that. Because, yeah, you know, like, it's just part of our routine.
I got a good idea. Well, why don't you come by this evening?
Hello?
Hi, Beverly?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes?
And I was just calling to let you know that we partnered with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And we're going to be letting little Marky Valentine, the local boy that's dying of cancer, he's going to be coming over to the neighborhood tomorrow to fulfill his dying wish.
I have a bad cold. I can't come. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we don't need to do anything. I was just calling to let you know that... I was just calling to let you know that he's going to be in the neighborhood. His dying wish is to play the part of a supervillain. So he's going to have a costume on, and he's going to have, like, this paintball gun kind of thing that shoots paintballs, like multicolored paint everywhere.
I gotcha.
And he's going to be just, like, going crazy in the neighborhood, just kind of painting, you know, everyone's house and the street and just everything, you know, just running around like mad and knocking over trash cans and storming over gates and bushes and, you know, just creating all kinds of chaos.
Yeah, well, that's not acceptable, is it?
Oh, no, no, it's, you know, like, that's his dying wish, so we're not gonna turn him down, you know? So he's just going to be shooting off those paintballs, and they're washable.
Where does he live?
He's local in the area. I don't know his exact address, but, you know, he's been in the news and everything.
Why is he coming into this community?
Oh, it's just, you know, like we agreed, like the Make-A-Wish Foundation reached out to us and we agreed to it because, you know, he's got like 6 months to live.
Well,
so
what happens with this paintball stuff if he hits our houses with it?
Well, they tell me that it washes off, so, you know, you'll just have to get a hose or something, you know, and be quick about it, because you don't want
to... Yeah, but, you know, at my age, that's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, well, maybe so there's... I don't know what to tell you, but...
I'm concerned about that. I don't know, does the board of directors know about this?
Oh, yeah, they're the ones that approved it right away, because, you know, he's got, like, 5 months to live, so we're not going to turn him down.
No,
you know?
I know it's a tragedy, but gee, that's you know, it's strange giving him that wish.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
kind of a destructive, and
well,
I'm not happy with it.
I mean, it sounds like you're kind of cold-hearted. You know, like he's not going to be
not
around.
I'm cold-hearted, but what's your name again?
My name's Winston, and you know, it's just paint. Like, it'll wash off, but it's going to get like on, you know, everywhere, you know, like the windows, the doors,
yeah, but, you know,
the street.
I've just spent $400-something to do my garden, and I spent $2,000 to paint my house.
He's going to be, like, trampling, you know, through gardens and, like, jumping over bushes and crashing through the bushes.
This is a joke.
Oh, definitely not. Like, you know, we're not going to try to stop him, because that's...
Winston, give me your phone number. I'm going to call you back.
Why do you need to call me back?
Why? Because I think there's something wrong with this phone call. Well, this is very weird.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong is that you're being so cold-hearted about it. Like, he's 10 years old, he's got cancer.
No, I'm not being cold-hearted about it.
No, yeah, you're just worried about your garden and your house.
You're somebody who's pretty savvy. And Winston, where do you live?
That's personal. I don't need to give you my address. That's personal.
Goodbye, Winston.
Ma'am, let me just explain, because I think we got off to a misunderstanding.
We sure did.
Okay, so again, the paintball is all washable. It's not going to cause any damage or anything.
It doesn't matter. I'm unable to wash it.
Okay, well,
I'm an older woman. I cannot do that. That is not within my ability to do.
Okay, but just because
I also have, as I said, I spent hundreds of dollars on new gardens here.
Okay, but it sounds...
I cannot have anybody trampling through it.
But it sounds...
This is a very strange request.
Well, it sounds to me like you have...
Who did you speak to on the board of directors?
I mean, it sounds to me like you have the money, like, to just have somebody else clean
it's
it up for you.
It's none of your business what I have.
Okay, but you're being a cold-hearted bitch about it and everything.
Like, go fuck yourself.
That's going to be all for now, everyone. Thanks for your support. And remember, if you want some stickers, then be sure to update your mailing address on the Patreon. The first batch of those are in the mail and should be arriving within the next few days, depending on how far away you are from me over here in Riverwood, Illinois. Anyway, I'm going to try getting a full episode out in the next week or two, so the bonersodes will return in the second week of May or so. Until next time, everyone. Bye!
I hear the ringing of the telephone. No one's home, and none of you can reach me. I'm alone and I feel fine. There's nothing anyone can sell to me. There's nothing new, and none of you can teach me. But I'm sure that you will try. I'm tired of living in the modern world with pretty boys and plastic girls, broken hearts, vanities that deceive. tone, and none of you can reach me. I'm alone and I feel fine. I'm kind of living in the modern world with pretty boys and plastic girls, broken doesn't mean a thing to me. It really doesn't mean a thing to me. It really doesn't mean a thing to me.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean shit, motherfucker.
Potty mouth.